Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive headfirst into the digital deep end. I'm Alex, bringing the tech chops to the table.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're all thinking, with maybe a few laughs along the way. Today, we're cracking the code on mastering IDE productivity. Think of it as hacking your way to coding nirvana.
That's one way to put it. You know, most of us developers spend a huge chunk of our lives inside our integrated development environments, or IDEs. It's like our digital cockpit.
And I'm just happy if mine doesn't crash when I open more than three tabs. But seriously, I've heard you talk about IDEs before, Alex. Aren't they all pretty much the same? You write code, it tells you when you mess up. What's there to master?
Ah, young Padawan, there's a galaxy of difference between using an IDE and truly mastering it. It's not just about writing code, it's about optimizing your environment to code faster, reduce errors, and streamline your entire workflow.
All right, I'm intrigued. Where do we start on this journey to IDE enlightenment?
First, let's talk setup. Imagine customizing your IDE to the point where every control, every shortcut, is optimized for speed and precision. Whether you're on VS Code, a JetBrains IDE, or even Visual Studio, the goal is to reduce friction and automate the repetitive stuff.
Automation sounds great in theory, but isn't setting all that up more work than it's worth?
It might seem that way at first, but think about it like investing time up front to save countless hours down the road. For example, configuring your IDE for performance, clarity, and integrating tools like Git directly. It's all about making the environment work for you, not the other way around.
Okay, sell me on this. Give me an example of one of these time-saving tricks.
Gladly. Ever heard of multi-cursor editing?
Can't say that I have. Sounds like a magic trick.
In a way, it is. Imagine you need to rename a variable in several places across your code. Instead of doing it one by one with multi-cursor editing, you can add cursors at all instances of that variable and change them all in one go.
That does sound like some dark wizardry. What about something for the not-so-tech-savvy among us?
Well, there's something everyone loves: shortcuts. Learning even 10 to 15 essential shortcuts can dramatically speed up your navigation and editing. It's like leveling up in a game. The more you know, the faster and more efficiently you can navigate your quests, or in this case, your coding tasks.
I can see the appeal. But what about when things get really complex? I've heard some horror stories about IDEs slowing down or becoming unmanageable with larger projects.
That's a valid concern. Heavy IDEs can consume a lot of system resources. That's why optimizing performance is key. Exclude large directories from indexing, adjust memory settings, and my personal favorite, keep your IDE lean by disabling or uninstalling unused extensions.
So it's like cleaning up your room to make sure you can find everything when you need it.
Exactly. A cluttered IDE is like a cluttered room, hard to navigate and not very conducive to productivity.
And here I thought you tech folks had everything figured out with your fancy tools and automations.
Well, even techies have to do some digital housekeeping now and then. The trick is to make the tools work for you, not to become a slave to them.
Wise words indeed. Any final tips for our listeners looking to achieve IDE mastery?
Keep exploring and refining your setup. Technology is always evolving, and so should your workflow. And remember, productivity isn't about doing more things. It's about doing the right things, faster and smarter.
Thanks for that, Alex. And thank you to everyone for tuning in. Whether you're a coding novice or a seasoned pro, we hope you found some nuggets of wisdom in today's episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for more tech insights and tips. Until next time, keep coding smart, not hard.